This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, New Mexico Conference of Catholic Bishops, historic comments to DOE about proposed complex transformation. On April 9, 2008, Archbishop Michael Sheehan of Santa Fe and Bishop Ricardo Ramirez of Las Cruces took a historic step by responding to the call for public comments about the DOE proposal for complex transformation at LANL. CCNS quotes the letter in its entirety. Quote, "We, the bishops of New Mexico, would like to respond to the U.S. DOE call for public comment on the environmental impact statement. On January 1, 2008, World Day of Peace, Pope Benedict XVI challenged world governments to work earnestly to decrease the number of nuclear warheads and redirect resources to aid the poor. Throughout his reign, Pope John Paul II also stressed the critical message of non-proliferation of nuclear weapons. The news regarding the transformation and expanding of the U.S. nuclear weapons complex, specifically LANL's role, raises numerous questions. Our concerns and questions are as follows. Will the transformation and expanded role of the LANL into a weapons manufacturing facility be a violation of our current treaties with other nations? Will the LANL transformation to create 80 new warheads per year, as referred to in the Albuquerque Journal, hasten an international arms race? Is there a target number to be completed in the next 5, 10 years, or is this an open-ended commitment? Current U.S. policy says the life extension program guarantees the functionality of current arsenal. It is not clear that the transformation of LANL will result in a more responsive infrastructure to better support the life extension program, research and development, and other non-weapons program work. Essential non-weapons work, such as the handling and disposal of high-level radioactive material, could be lost or assigned a low priority. The environmental impact statement does not speak to the planning for non-weapons work. How will the DOE assure the essential non-weapons needs are addressed? Can the United States concurrently adhere to the life extension program timeline while complex transformation occurs? Since 9/11, our world has changed tremendously. Is the complex transformation based on a nuclear posture review conducted before 9/11 or after? Congressional support is essential to the success of a radical mission shift of a defense program. What type of congressional support has been received? Decommissioning and decontamination funds will be enormous. The costs are not fully described in the environmental impact statement. What is the funding source? We wait with hope that the questions brought forward will be answered. It is the intention of the bishops to raise the level of moral and ethical consciousness to the issue of the transformation of LANL. We ask that you carefully discern the decisions you are about to make and their potential implications. Much of the technology transfer that resulted due to the ending of the Cold War has created innumerable benefits for the greater good of humankind. We remain in prayer for your work, our country, and our future," end quote. It is signed by the Most Reverend Michael J. Sheehan and Reverend Ricardo Ramirez. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.